The last 3 hours, coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, hello and welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Saturday the 23rd of December. Can you believe it? Just 2 days to go. It's so exciting, isn't it? What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, just to remind you, is we play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s now. We play the songs that don't get played enough, and all of the songs that we do play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And this week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We've not done this before on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, and you're probably going to work out why soon. What we're going to do is we're going to play every Christmas number one from 1970 right up until, well, I guess until we run out of time, until we just can't fit any more in. So we'll start with the Christmas number one from 1970. We'll go to 71, 72, 73 and see how far we can go. Just in case you're not quite in that Christmas spirit yet, because, you know, I know sometimes Christmas can arrive late to some people. So if you've got some last minute wrapping up to do, go and get your wrapping paper, get the scissors, let's do the last-minute wrapping with a glass of mulled wine and a mince pie, and by the time we get to the end of the show, you'll be well and truly in the mood for Christmas, because we will have played all of the Christmas songs for you. Now, because we're playing Christmas number ones for the next 2 hours, I'm going to retitle the show, because as you might expect with Christmas number ones, there are a lot of cheesers. It's almost wall-to-wall cheesers. So for 1 week only, let's call it a geezer, a pleaser, and the rest is just cheesers. Or let's call it cheesers, cheesers, and cheesers. Or let's call it Jesus, cheesers, and cheesers. Just to get in the spirit of it. Right, let's start then. 1970, what was number one on Christmas Day?
Go back.
There you go. Dave Edmonds with I Hear You Knocking, kicking us off the Christmas number one from 1970. That one was originally released as a single in 1955 by Smiley Lewis, although not in the UK. And it was, in fact, Dave Edmonds' first solo UK release, and it made it all the way to the top of the charts in the 1970, to be precise. Now, here we have, next up, what was Christmas number one in 1971? Here's our first novelty record.
You could hear the offbeats pound as they raced across the ground, the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cos pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. And that tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Toucan Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins did course. And he went across to Ernie's cart and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52, he didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
That little thing you call a heart before we start, boy, you can keep it.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Found all your puppet or your rightful fool, if you be my son.
listening to Cheezers, Cheezers and Cheezers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. We are counting down from 1970 and until we run out of time, every single Christmas number one. We just heard there from 1971, Benny Hill and Ernie, and in brackets, the fastest milkman in the West. Now, Benny Hill did actually have a number 12 hit and a couple of songs that bubbled around the top 20 in the early 1960s, but it wasn't really music that he was known for, was it? But as you might imagine, Ernie was his biggest hit by far, and that reached the top spot for Christmas 1971. It did actually chart again after Benny Hill passed away in 1992, just sneaking into the top 30 and peaking at number 29 that time. You know, the song is a tiny bit autobiographical, as Benny Hill did used to be a milkman, and in Eastleigh, which he mentions in the song. I mean, considering the song is just so silly, the lyrics are actually very clever in a carry-on kind of way, aren't they? Anyway, I'm going to dedicate my dad, because his name is Ernie. So, Merry Christmas, Dad. He's going to kill me when I get home. Anyway, then we heard from 1972, Little Jimmy Osmond and Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool. You know, Little Jimmy Osmond had three solo hits and they got progressively less successful. That was his first solo release. And of course, it was 1972's Christmas number one. He then released Tweedledee in 1973, which made it to number four. And then in 1974, he released I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door, which just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. It also, Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool, that happens to be the first single I ever owned, although I'm not sure how much choice I had in the matter, as I think I probably would only been about three or maybe four. Okay, so that's what we've had so far. Now, here is an old favourite and one that I am sure isn't the first time you're hearing this year.
Fair. I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
Not a home. Trying to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you.
So we're now up to 1974. Those two back to back. If you just tuned in, what we're doing is we're playing every Christmas number one from 1970 until we just run out of time. So from 1973, 50 years old, we heard Slade and Merry Christmas Everybody. You know, the rumour mill says that Noddy Holdout makes close to £1 million every year from that song. Anyway, it was their sixth and final UK number one single. And, it re-enters the chart pretty much every single year. Even if it doesn't quite make the top 40, it is in the chart pretty much every year. And the song also made it to number one over in Ireland when it was released. Then we heard from 1974, the number one was Mud and Lonely This Christmas. Mud had three number one hits, and that one is sandwiched between Tiger Feet from earlier in 1974 and their cover of Oh Boy, which hit the number one spot in 1975. also made it to number one in both the Netherlands and in Belgium. So that was quite a lot of cheese. Thankfully, here's some geezers to redress the balance.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me. So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. Come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
We're playing every Christmas number one from 1970 until we either run out of time or run out of songs, one or the other. We just heard two songs there back to back. From 1975, we heard Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. That was their fourth single release in 1975, and it gave them their first number one. It's taken from their now legendary album, A Night at the Opera, and it's probably the only prog rock song that's really made it into the mainstream, isn't it? Back in 1975, it spent 9 weeks at number one, and it's the only song to have been a Christmas number one twice. It was re-released after Freddie Mercury died in 1991, and it went to number one again. It's now spent 14 weeks at the top spot. And just one little extra bit of trivia for you. When it was originally released in 1975, it got knocked off number one by another song containing the lyric Mamma Mia, and yet, of course, it was the track by ABBA. Then we heard the Christmas number one from 1976, and that was Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. And I can't play Johnny Mathis without mentioning again that he had his first hit way back in 1958, and that's that I always find a bit mind-blowing. Anyway, Johnny Mathis just pipped Shawaddy Waddy's Under the Moon of Love to the Christmas number one in 1976. Shawaddy Waddy had been number one for 3 weeks until Johnny Mathis came along and knocked them off the top spot to claim the Christmas number one for himself. So what was Christmas number one in 1977?
Time. leaves of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mall of Kintyre. My desire is always to be here, oh, Mall of
across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Born on Christmas Day. shouted, let everyone know there's hope for all to find thee. Oh my Lord, when in the crypt they found him, oh my Lord, a golden halo crowned him, oh my Lord, they gathered all around him to see him end at all.
Listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. My name is Mandy Cullen. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are playing every Christmas number one from 1970. There we just heard from 1977, Wings and Mull of King Tyre. And I think I'm right in saying that when that song was released, it was the UK's biggest selling single of all time. I think it was only in 1984 when Band Aid came along that they stole that crown, I think, anyway. And of course, actually, there was Elton John's Candle in the Wind, wasn't there, which was re-recorded in 1997 following the death of Princess Diana. And I think that remains the UK's biggest selling single. Anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. Mull of Kintyre was written by Sir Paul McCartney and Denny Lane and remains Wings' only UK number one. It did also make it to number one in Austria, Australia, Ireland, the Netherlands, South Africa, Switzerland and West Germany. Then we heard from the Christmas number one in 1978. It was Boney M and Mary's Boy Child. That was Boney M's second and final number one hit after double A-side Rivers of Babylon and Brown Girl in the Ring also hit the top spot earlier in 1978. Mary's Boy Child had originally been a hit for Harry Belafonte back in 1956. And we've just got one more Christmas number one from the 70s and then we'll hit the 80s. So what was the last Christmas number one from the 1970s?
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. We'll be right back.
I love the end of that song. That was, of course, the Christmas number one from 1979, Pink Floyd and Another Brick in the Wall. And so we close the Christmas number ones from the 1970s with Pink Floyd. And, you know, I think they were much more of an album band, really, weren't they? I mean, if you exclude any greatest hit LP from the list, then Dark Side of the Moon remains at number five in the UK's all-time biggest selling albums. Anyway, because they were more of an album band, this was by far their biggest hit as a single. It's taken from their rock opera, The Wall, and it reached number one in Austria, Canada, Finland, Germany, England, Israel, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, South Africa, Sweden, Switzerland, and the USA. Wow. A number one single in all of those countries, and I just called them an album band. What do I know? Anyway, let's move on to the first Christmas... Oh, no. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse than Ernie, here is the first Christmas number one of the 1980s. I'm not sure if we can play. We are the show without snobbery, but we do have standards. All right, let's play it. Christmas number one from 1980. I think that's quite enough for that. That was the first Christmas number one from the 1980s. That was St Winifred's School Choir and There's No One Quite Like Grandma. There's nothing really quite like that song, is there? Do you know, I could have been playing John Lennon Starting Over as it had been number one for the past 3 weeks, but right at the last minute, Stockport St Winifred's School Choir swooped in and claimed the number one spot for themselves. I mean, it must have just been kids buying the record as a Christmas present for their nana, mustn't it? Interesting fact, though, Sally Lindsay, who played Shelley Unwin in Coronation Street, amongst lots of other roles, of course, was actually part of St Winifred's School Choir, and she's on that record. How about that? OK, let's get rid of that earworm. Let's replace it with something a little bit more palatable, shall we?
In a cocktail bar, when I met you, I picked you out, I shook you up.
Human League and Don't You Want Me, the Christmas number one from 1981. You know, the line in that song, I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar, that much is true, is just so iconic, isn't it? Don't You Want Me is the Human League's only number one, although Mirror Man and Keep Feeling Fascination both did make it to number two. Don't You Want Me is from their just brilliant LP there, and is actually the last single to be released from it. It also made it to number one in Belgium, Canada, Ireland, Israel, New Zealand, Norway and the USA. It is a great tune though, isn't it? You are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. It is Saturday, the 23rd of December. Just 2 days to go until Santa comes down our chimneys. It is so exciting, isn't it? What we usually do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And of course, all of the songs that we usually play are either by a geezer or a real pleaser or simply a bit of a cheeser. But this evening, just to get us all in the spirit of Christmas, while we're doing our last bits of wrapping and having a mulled wine and a mince pie, we are playing every single number one Christmas number one single from 1970 until we either run out of time or run out of songs, one or the other. And we've been playing some absolute cheesers tonight, and we've got plenty more to come, because you know what was number one for Christmas 1982? It was this pair.